Yo, check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Ball.
Vice One.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is a show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records revealing that each of the rappers are coming up, getting put on. We need a new platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on the screen and follow with Windows.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and shadow design. Check out the archives and hundreds of shows, study your content.
Bitch, we represent all them killers on the mic, and we show love to all you fans. Motherfuckers wanna hate, do your thing, you keep the focus. Bringing nothing but the rhythm, come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a man-made guy, crazy knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's UGS for life, dog. Hip hop, AD, representing for them legends. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hips. Tupac and P, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder man.
Everybody, it's your boy Perez. Welcome back to Murder Master Music Show. This episode 656. Man, tonight we're going down to New Orleans. You know, we've definitely been strangers to New Orleans over the years. And this is an interview that's definitely something we've wanted to do for a while. You know, it's all about, just timing and you know, making it happen. Tonight we got Rezzanelli of the Platinum Group, the Gambino family. You might remember them from No Limit Records. Rezzanelli's actually got an album out, you know what I'm saying, available right now, which is, very dope. You're going to hear some music from it tonight. It's called Life After No Limit Reloaded. We're going to chop it up with him, you know what I'm saying, and, see what he's got going on other than that, and, what we can look forward to in the future. Let me bring him on right now. Rezzanelli, how you doing, brother?
All right, man. I'm cool, man. How you doing? I'm glad to be on the show.
Man, it's a huge honor to have you on the show. First and foremost, you've been doing this for a long time, man. Everybody knows, the Gambino family, you know what I'm saying, album that you dropped in 98, platinum, But
right.
let's take it back for our listeners, man. When did you get your start in the game? And who were some of the earlier guys in New Orleans that you looked up to?
I got my start in the game back in 97, I think. But, you know, I had been doing the music since I was maybe like 11, 12. I started writing. But we signed to No Limit in 97, like the end of 97. And, we dropped our album October 20th of 98. And that whole little situation came about because, you know, P is our cousin. And when I say our, I mean it because, you know, little God is my brother and Malachi is our cousin. And that's how the whole No Limit situation even came about with us being a part of that. And but I looked up to dudes in New Orleans like, so I would have to say, I looked up to artists like Wayne and BG, Soulja Slim. Soulja Slim was like somebody that I was bumping ever since a childhood, like Soulja Slim, UNLV, like people like that. But that's when we first got our start, like 97. That was when we signed with No Limit.
Now Soulja Slim, you know what I'm saying, also Magnolia Slim, you grew up listening to him, man. What was it like for you to be on the label with him, and did you know him, before you signed?
Yeah, I knew Slim before I had signed to him. He know my brother, my oldest brother, which is Lil Gotti. You know, they came up together around the same age. I'm a little younger, but he know me from me being Lil Gotti, Lil Brother, Tooch Man, Lil Brother. That's what they used to call my brother a long time ago when he was younger. But it was like, you know, it was an honor to be much, you know, it felt like, you know, like we, you know, we family already. Like, we've been knowing each other. We've been around each other for years. He's been knowing me since I was small. He know my brother. You know, they from out the same project, the Magnolia. So, you know, so it was all love. It was really to be under the same label with him and to be around him and watch how he, you know, create his music. And, you know, he, you know, Slim with the type, you know, he write, he have the beat in his head. He make the beat in his head already. And he took whatever he wrote, you know, been and wrote to the beat that he had in his head. And then he explained it to the producer, like, how he wants the beat. He explained it to him just like that, tell him what to put, like, you know what I'm saying? So to be around him and watch him, you know, the magic he put down, you know, it kind of like, you know, that's kind of like my recipe, like, too, like, that I follow, you know, from seeing him. So it was good being under the...
He was a producer himself then, almost, in a way, as he was coming up with these
sounds. Yeah, you might as well say. Yeah, majority of, if not all of them, I know majority of the songs that Slim did, he came up with the beat, actually, you know, told the producer how he wanted the beat to go to the rap, the song that he wrote.
Yeah, you got to be very gifted and talented to be able to do that. You know,
right,
a lot of
man,
people,
you know how hard that is. Yeah,
I can't imagine.
You know,
I can't imagine. I mean, as a fan, as a bystander, you know what I'm saying, I can't even imagine how it is, because usually the producer is the one that tells the artist, okay, you got to sound like this. This is when you got to do that. So for him to be able to come in and tell the producer, this is what I need here, this is what I need there, it shows you his genius. And you were able to pick up on that and learn from that, huh? Wow.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely picked up on that. And, you know, like, anybody that been around Slim like me or been in the studio with Slim, they'll tell you the same thing. That's how he, that was just, that's how he operate when it comes to music.
Yeah. What was he like outside of the studio, you know, just regular everyday life with Soulja Slim? What was he like?
Oh, man, he was, what, crack Joe's play, you know what I'm saying? You know, he gave the game on certain shit. You know, he always talking about ways to get money, with his music and, you know, the business of music, you know, a lot of stuff that I learned about the business, I picked on some of it from being around Slim.
Yeah.
And some of it I had, you know, I read up on it myself, you know, to really get the business side of it down pat. And C, you know, I learned a lot of it from C, you know, so Free C Murder too.
C Murder.
Free
Mac,
and Free Lil Gotti.
Yeah, oh, definitely, man. C-Murder, you know, I interviewed him, you know, when he first got locked up several times, and here we are 15 years later, the man's still locked up. It's a damn shame what's going on with him, man. Are you in contact with him? And if so, man, how's he holding up?
I'm not in contact with him at the moment because, you know, I recently, you know, I just had came home recently. I've been home maybe like, I don't know, 3 months now. So I've been getting situated, but I did recently wrote him, you know, and sent him my number and everything, like letting him know that I'm home. You know, whatever you need me to do, just let me know. You know, and, you know, that's another thing I'm working on that I got coming. I don't know if people know that I released the Free C Murder album. But I'm about to come with a Free C Murder Reloaded album that I'm working on that I'm hopefully I'll be it'll be released by the end of December.
Oh, man, that's huge. It's good, you know what I'm saying, that you're shedding awareness on what's going on with him as well, because a lot of people, man, they just don't know, you know what I'm saying? He's still stuck in there. Now, you said you just came home yourself. How long were you down for?
This last time, I only was down 9 months. I had to go through nine months. But, yeah, but I've been in and out, you know, for the last from maybe since from 03 in and out. You know, I did 21 months, and then I wound up having to do 9 years. I came home from that, and this last time I had to do 9 months. So, you know, I've been kind of in and out, you know. Hopefully I'm out. Ain't no going back.
No, definitely, man. It's no place for anybody to be. I'm glad you're out in the free world now, man. Now that you are, you know what I'm saying, is there a sense of urgency for you to get out there and really get this music thing, you know what I'm saying, off the ground again where it needs to be?
Oh, yeah, definitely. That's what I mainly been focusing on. You know, I just dropped the Life After No Limit Reloaded album. And then, you know, before that, I dropped the Life After No Limit album, you know, which, you know, both of them, that one and this one doing real good for me. So, and I'm going to just keep on dropping them, you know. Like I said, I'm going to come with the Free C Murder album Reloaded. And I came up with the idea of dropping the album, the Free C Murder album, because, I'm not financially straight to just put up a bump of money, you know, towards his case and everything, but I came up with the idea of maybe I could just drop albums and whatever it do, you know, let him get the money or benefits from it, and at the same time, you know, which is the money to go towards whatever he needed to go towards as far as dealing with his case and to keep his name alive. And let people know that this is an innocent person that's locked up for a crime that he didn't commit.
Yeah, and you're right, man. You know, people need to get behind him. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that in the rap game, especially people who worked with him closely, they need to be screaming Free C Murder. You know,
right?
It's a must.
Right. You know. Yeah, and I feel like, the same backing that I seen Meek have and, you know, a couple of people have, you know, it's definitely the same type of backing, plus needs to be behind C-Murder, you know what I'm saying? Because he's an innocent person that has been locked up behind bars too long.
Yeah, absolutely. With him, you know what I'm saying, locked up in there, I think the system knows, you know what I'm saying, that he can make a huge impact if he was free. It's almost like they're keeping him there. You know, there's been all this corruption and all this stuff around the case. I mean, it's like anybody else, anywhere else, you would have thought that they would have been out. Is Louisiana, especially New Orleans, known for its corruption? With the prison
system. Yeah. And I know all about it. You know, I didn't just been through it. So, you know. But yeah, that's why it's really like I'm released. It's his albums, but I'm just writing and rapping the music to get it out there. I don't want nothing off the album. The Free C Murder album is strictly for C Murder.
That's the first. That's dope right there, man. That right there is a very selfless act, man. I commend you for that. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully other people will file suit. Maybe there could be like a big project, you know what I'm saying, where everybody comes together.
Yeah, because look, I got some other people, like the first one I did, you know, strictly by myself. I think I had like two people that featured on the whole thing, but this album is going to have like a couple of different artists, like, you know, from different places, like Guala, and a few more other people, you know, that's me, Malachi, and, whoever want to, you know, submit a song, you know, for it or whatever, you know, I'm all for it. But this strictly is for, you know, towards, for him, Free C Murder.
Yeah, most definitely, you know. Him being your cousin, too, that definitely right there, I mean, that's your blood right there, you know.
Yeah.
You know. What about, you know what I'm saying, are you in touch with any of the other guys from No Limit, like P and any of them, or you not fucking with them? Because
no,
I know
I'm
there's a
not,
tour going on right now.
Yeah.
Are you part of that at
I'm
all?
I'm not in touch with them. Nah, you know, for, because, you know, me and P, you know, we ain't saying eye to eye because, you know, I'm the type, you know, I ain't going to bite my tongue or sugarcoat nothing, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to keep it real. And, you know, I guess, you know, interview I had there, you know, he took, you know, he didn't like it, you know, what I was saying on there or whatever. So, you know, he called himself being mad with me, you know, started saying little stuff towards me and all this. So that led into me releasing a diss song. And, you know, that's, now it's all, you know, that's what it is. We ain't seen eye to eye, so.
Oh, okay. So you guys ain't seen eye to eye. You know, see, I didn't know if you, I know Servon and I think Fiend and some other cats are doing the No Limit reunion. I didn't know if you was part of that or what. But so you and P ain't seen eye to eye. Does that stem back from the days you was signed to him, or is this like recently?
Well, it goes back to that because, you know, like I said, when I started learning the business side of the music business, I learned that I didn't get a lot of stuff that I was supposed to get. We didn't get. And, you know, not, you know, I really, you know, took that to heart because I feel like, you know, you my cousin at least. If you ain't gonna teach nobody the game, I mean, why not teach your cousins the game? Why, you know, why try to do us like that? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as far as like, you know, us not owning our own publishing and we ain't getting, you know, we don't get raw, we ain't getting royalties off our album when we should be. We should be getting publishing off our album.
Yeah, it was a highly successful album. You know, No Limit was putting out so many gold and platinum plaques at that time, and you guys were right there.
Right.
Well,
and, I mean, but if you look at it like, you know, like I've been telling people all the time, like you, if you pay attention, you will see, like, what artists that was under No Limit that he made enough, well, he made us successful enough to go and venture off on our own. Nobody, ain't nobody under No Limit in a good situation or in a good place right now. It's been like that for, you know, for a while now. You know what I'm saying? And that was some of the run-ins that PNC was having when they did have altercations between them two. It was behind money.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And, you know, the same way with like, ain't nobody. I did an interview before, and I was talking to the guy, and I was telling him, like, you know, ain't nobody under No Limit was a millionaire. And with a label with that much success, how is that not, you know, how is that possible? Like, and I had to be having to break it down for him. Like, you know, the only time we was getting money from P was out-of-pocket money. Like, you know, enough money to come back. He'll give you enough money to come back and ask him for more. You know what I'm saying? That's why when, you know, the little situation with No Limit started to slow up, that's why nobody ain't, you know, everybody was running around like chickens with their heads cut off trying to see what's going on. Like, you know, you move us out to the Baton Rouge, you know, we living a whole totally different life, and then bam, you just take out on us and just leave us no, you know, no meeting to let us know, well, look, it's kind of tight right now, you know, so don't, you know, y'all don't go to spending, you know, the money y'all do got, you know, none of that. It was just up and leave and just left. You know, a lot of people don't know that. You know, a lot of people don't know a lot of featuring songs that I did under No Limit that I ain't much get paid for. Like, I never got paid for that song we did on All That God Could Judge Me Of. You know.
Unfortunately, I hear this way too much, man, not to cut you off. It happens so much in the music industry. This is something, you know what I'm saying, like you said, and it's your cousin. So there was a point in time when you saw things slowing down, and was this pretty much like when Beats by the Pound left, or was this right before they left?
Yeah, it was right around that time. See, Beats by the Pound, even when, see, the situation with Beats by the Pound happened, like, No Limit did a lot. You know, we was more in-house. You know, the features was in-house, and, you know, the producers was in-house, which was Beats by the Pound. So how that came about with Beats by the Pound, they were steady recording albums, producing beats for albums that they wouldn't even much getting paid for. And that's how the lawsuit came in as far as with Beats by the Pound suing. Because they started doing beats for albums that they not getting paid for, and it was so, you know, it was getting so backed up. It was, you know, the money was getting out of hand to the point where they had to really just stop and be like, hold up, we ain't get paid for these six other albums, and you still want us to work on more albums? No, we, you know, we got to see what's going on. And, you know, that's how, you know, Beats by the Pound came. But it was basically around that time.
But
Beats by the Pound, they didn't just up and leave. They still was doing what they was doing, even when they wasn't even getting paid for the albums. They still working on albums until it just went, you know, it was going too far. You know? And that's when they was like, you know, enough is enough. You know, we not producing nothing else until we get paid for the other ones that came out already.
I remember, you know, there was one time when No Limit slowed down, like he went away or whatever to the basketball thing and whatnot, and then came back. It was like a whole new roster, you know. A few years later, he signed with Koch or whatnot. Were you guys supposed to put out another Gambino Family album?
Yeah, no, what happened was we was here in Malachi, by me and him being the youngest too. We had said that we formed a group called the Young Guns, which was me and him. That was the album that me and him was gonna do after the Gambino Family album. And Gotti and Fino, they was gonna just do solo albums. But C wanted us with him under Truth, you know. And I ain't never forget. I remember C had came pulled up by our house, I guess after he had talked to Pete about it. And he came told us, like, told me and Malachi, look, y'all under me now, y'all under Truth. He was like, I already hollered at Pete and told him. He was like, man, his exact words was, I'm going to blow y'all up how Pete was supposed to do it. And we were like, you know, and we had been rolling with C. And, you know, you notice on two of C albums, which is that Trapped in Crime and that CP3.com.
Yeah, I reviewed that one.
We did featuring songs as the Young Guns. So it was all, C was already getting it, you know, getting it ready. And we, you know, due to the situation that happened with C, that's why we didn't get a chance to release it. But, and then C wanted to do an album called, because around that time, you remember they had, back in the 90s, when Pac had come out with the Tupac and the Outlaws. So C wanted to do something like similar, but it was going to be called the C Murder and the Young Guns.
Right. that would have been dope. That would have been, because, you know, you guys, I remember that song, On the Block, because I reviewed that album.
Yeah, On the Block, posted up.
So you guys were getting ready to come out, you know what I'm saying, True Records, and then C end up, catching the case, and then everything kind of fell apart, man. At what point in time did you go down? Was it shortly after C went down, or?
Yeah, it was shortly after C. I went down, I wound up catching time in 2003. I wound up having to do 21 months. And then I come on from that in 05 and 2007, I wound up catching 9 years for attempted murder charge. And I did 85% of 9 years, and I came home in 2014. And this last time I had to back up 9 months for a charge that I was fighting. And, you know, they weren't trying to get no probation, you know, due to my record. So they offered me a year, which is they gave me a year with a and told me if I and sent me to a substance abuse class because I was on a I got caught with some trauma dogs.
Yeah,
I told the judge, you know, that's like pain pill. And I got caught with that, and you know, the judge was like, you know, they weren't trying to hit probation, which I think I should have got probation. But they gave me they sent me to a class, told me if I complete 90 days of substance abuse, I'd go home in 9 months instead of a year. That was the last time I was in there. So I've been in and out, you know, for the last couple of years, but I'm out for good. Ain't no going back.
Okay, man, I'm glad to hear that, man. And to our listeners, I want everybody to make sure to go out and get the Life After No Limit Reloaded. You know what I'm saying? We're going to take a break right now. We're going to play one of the songs off that. You got a video of this you just did. Roll with it. If you can, Reg Billy, intro this track for us, man.
What's that? Y'all tune in to my... a song off my Life After No Limit Reloaded album called Roll With It by Reginelli from the Gambino family. Y'all check it out.
We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Stuff his body in the earth like he a plant or something. And I got it from the dirt like I'm an ant or something. Nelly playful with his word, you niggas play for nothing. Niggas do a lot of clout chasing and a lot of stunting. Ben told my mama I'ma make it, ain't going for nothing. Give me a minute to plan, I swear I'm on to something. Give you the business like a job and I'm trying to hire you something. You see my little niggas, they tweaking the Michael Myers something. Better pay attention or you never see it coming. I don't do no backing down, you'll never see me running. When it come to beef, all I do is eat, that's how I'm coming. Not just reaching for the top, my nigga, bitch, I'm gunning. Got 50 in that, 50 in this, that's how I'm coming. If I really want to, I can get you, no stunting. Got 50 in that, 50 in this, that's 100. If I really want to, I can get you, no stunting. You know, I'ma roll with it. Mama, don't pray for me, I thumb back down. No, nigga, they got a place for me. See that iron, I'ma roll with it. Mama, don't pray for me, I thumb back down. No, nigga, they got a place for me. I'm pretty sure niggas know it been a long time coming. If it's beef, I'm coming to see. Nigga, I ain't running. I don't punish what you better be. Real nigga shit, though. Pull up on the op block. You know how that shit go. Where I'm from is either roll or nigga get rolled over. While the summer getting hotter, the world getting colder like the late great soldiers. Now, nigga, I'm a soldier. Spitting shit to make a dope fiend. Jump out of comb, I'm the last of a dying breed. Real nigga rap, you can catch me chilling where the real niggas at. What's already understood? Don't need no cap, nigga talking, make friends. No need no dap, see that iron, I'ma roll with it. Understand me? Nigga, way before the alphabet, Nelly was a G. Everywhere I go, niggas know to give me 50 feet. And I don't give you what it is, bitch, I give you what it be. See that iron, I'ma roll with it.
Mama, don't pray for me, I don't back down, no nigga. They got a place for me, that iron, I'ma roll with it. Mama, don't pray for me, I don't back down, no nigga. They got a place for me, that iron, I'ma roll with it. Mama, don't pray for me, I don't back down, no nigga. They got a place for me, that iron, I'ma roll with it. Mama, don't pray for me, I don't back down, no nigga. They got a place for me.
Roll with the new album, Life After No Limit Reloaded. I want everybody listening to go get that. That's that music, Resinelli, that you can feel, man. You know what I'm saying? That's that real shit that's missing in the game a lot right now, you know? What are your thoughts on hip hop in 2019 versus 1998, 99, man? What do you feel about the game today?
Man, it's to me, it's kind of, it's way different from, you know, back then. It's kind of, to me, it's actually, as far as quality-wise, I think the quality of the music today is better than the quality of it back then, maybe because of with the technology, you know, than it was. When I know when I was at No Limit, we was using recording off of ADAS, using the tapes. So, you know, but the quality of it now, but the music-wise, lyrics-wise, and hip-hop-wise, it was better back around that time when, you know, around No Limit days and, you know, the Cash Money days and the Rough Rider days and, you know, things like that. The Rockefeller days. It was kind of, you know, better as far as, like, lyrics-wise, and, you know, really spitting, you know, and heartfelt type music. So now the scene, nowadays, all of it sounding the same, like, to me.
Yeah, I agree. You know, the production or whatever, the sound is definitely, you know, quality is better, but the substance, the lyrics, and the stories that you guys were kicking back in the 90s was just as real as it gets. It's almost like somebody higher up in hip hop infiltrated it and said, "Hey, man, we got Ice-T out here giving people game. We got, you know, all these guys giving game, man. Let's dumb this shit down." And if that's the case, they succeeded. But luckily, the underground's still thriving. You know what I'm saying? I think all the dope artists are in the underground. You ain't gonna find dope shit in the mainstream, you know?
Right. That's where I think that's where I come in at. You know, I come to bring that flavor back to the game.
Yeah. You definitely doing it, man, with this Life After No Limit Reloaded. You know what I'm saying? What could we expect in the rest of the project, you know what I'm saying? Like, who you got any features or like who's the production done by?
I got an in-house producer right now. His name Bruce. Called him B on the track. You can expect to hear a lot more from him on this this new Gambino family album that me and Malachi is gonna come together and put together called Still Ghetto Organized. And you're gonna hear him a lot on that. Yeah, me and Melacock, we coming together. You know, we felt like it's time for another one. You know, a lot of people, a lot of the fans been asking for it, and, you know, we're going to give it to them. And even though God is locked up right now, and, you know, going through some legal issues and everything, but we still going to, you know, put it together and make it happen with them featuring. You know, you're going to hear them on this album, too. You know, because Gotti had recorded some stuff before he got locked up that's going to be on the album. And it's going to be epic. It's going to be nice. We're putting it together.
Man, that's what I'm talking about. I know the people are going to be excited to hear that as well. Plus, you know what I'm saying? You got your solo stuff popping right now, too. I'm going to bring on the homie from France, DJ Lord Sinister. I know he's got a couple questions for you. Sin, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, Reginald. Definitely.
Was that what?
Yeah, Don, am I right? Can you tell us about the song back in the day, The Shadow of Years, you did with T-Bird and Porsche? And it was a dope song, and how it was to wake up with T-Bird and the lab and all that.
Childhood years, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't really, it's like your phone, something is breaking
up. Your phone,
I can't understand nothing.
He did. Reginelli, he said he wanted to know about the song Childhood Years you did with C. Murder and how it was to record with him.
Oh, man, that was, well, you know, it was out of everybody that was under No Limit. I would have to say me, Malachi, and, you know, my brother Gotti, we was, you know, we was under C most. Like, we was, majority of everywhere you see it, you seen us. You know, and, you know, besides that being our cousin, it was just like, you know, it was just like, man, it was real good to work. It's always good to work with C. You know, he give you that, you know, that energy, and, you know, he always let you know, like, you know, like, he used to always tell me in Malachi, like, man, y'all got the potential, like, y'all got the potential to be the biggest artist, you know, in the game. Like, you know, he used to tell us stuff like that, you know, let us know, like, you know, he used to, you know, always let us know, like, we nice for our ends, you know, we, and, you know, to work with him on that, it was just like, I mean, it was just like working with our brother, our, you know what I'm saying? And that's how he was like a big brother. Besides a cousin, he was like a big brother to us. So it was just like, you know, like working with our big brother. Like, you know, every time we did something together, that's why he wanted to do that album, See Murder and the Young Guns. Like, he, you know, he know that we was coming with it. And we sound good together. He always said we sound good together. So, but working with him was like working with Slim, you know, like working with our brother.
Hell yeah! You listen?
Yeah. I got also another question about your song "Tormentor Niggas." It was with the late Big Ed. And Mac, who is in lockdown now, how it was to record with Big Ed, and how it was and with him and Mac also.
Yeah, he sent me the thing, the question, Reginelli. He wanted to know about the song you did with Big Ed, To All My Thug, and he wanted to know how it was to work with him and Mac, and record with them as well.
Oh man, well, him and Mac, bro, it was real. It was like working. Well, you know, like I said, No Limit. You know, it really did. We did a lot of in-house at that time, and
yeah,
it was really like working. We worked together on a daily basis. So there really wasn't no big thing, like, you know, as far as, like, you know, that's Mac, you know, and that's Big Ed, but. It was real good to work with Big Ed before, you know, he passed, because, you know, he's another legend that, you know, a lot of people really don't really know too much about. But Big Ed always, you know, had a spark with him, you know, with No Limit. Like, he was like, you know, he was a real dude, you know, iron and straight up, you know, tell you what, you know, real cool to be around. And to make music with him, it was epic. It was an epic moment, especially due to me and Mac, too. And, you know, let me tell you a story. I was locked up with Mac. When I had the 9 years, me and Mac was in Huntsville together. We were in Huntsville Records. Me and Mac was a part of the Music Association. This was like a little music club that they had in Huntsville. You would go to the music room. We used to play, you know, for events and stuff. And we used to, me and Mac used to rap a lot of events. So me and Mac, we used to talk all the time about, you know, we were with No Limit, And you know what the craziest thing is? You know, me and Mac was talking one day while we was, you know, incarcerated. And I asked him, you know, I was like, man, are you, like, do you, you rat? Would you go back and, when you get out, would you go back to, you know, deal with P? And he was like, yeah, you know, he was like, you'll deal with him, you know, as far as, like, long as the money, you know, the money split. He was like, he's not mad. He like, he, you know, he, and, you know, he more humble than me, you know. So he, you know, he looked at stuff from a different perspective than I did.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing that I'm still holding on that I feel like he should have did pack a little more fair with as far as me wise, I feel, you know, I'm still holding that in. But Matt, you know, he's kind of the person, you know, he, you know, forgive and forget, you know what I'm saying? So, but me and him used to talk all the time about a lot of the stuff that we both agree that he could have did it way better than that, than the way he did. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, you know, when Matt caught his, you know, the situation, and he's totally innocent, too. They, you know, they even got the guy, they got a tape of somebody admitting to it and everything. You know what I'm saying? This
man
is
still
got it. But I'm just saying, when that, right, and when that situation happened with Mac, he didn't have that support from P. Like, you know, like, that's crazy. Like, and this somebody that, you know, like, that you looked at it like your little brother, you know, somebody that was under the label that was, you know, a part of the, you know, the little family, like, you know, at least, you know, show your support or something. So, you know, don't just kick a person to the curb, and now when you see a person innocent, now all of a sudden, you know, you starting to scream free Mac. But you should have been doing that.
Yeah, most definitely. I think Sin's got one more question for you. Then I'm going to give you the floor before we play a song and get out of here, brother. Sin, you there?
Yeah. I'm there. Yes, last question was, did you remember the first time you met Master P back in the day? The first time?
That would have been when you were kids, because you guys were cousins, right?
What the question was?
When was it? He wanted to know when the first time you met P was, but you guys are cousins, so you probably met him when you were just a kid, right?
Yeah. I've been knowing him all my life. His grandmother and my grandmother's sisters, you know, so.
Oh, okay.
His cousin, so he's been, I've been knowing him all my life.
Yeah, no doubt. But yeah. You know what I'm saying? You got this project available right now. Of course, it's everywhere online digitally. You know what I'm saying? Life's have No Limit Reloaded. But, man, what about for us old heads, man? You doing physical copies, too?
Yeah, I'm doing physical copies. You can follow me on anybody that's trying to get a physical copy. You can follow me on Instagram under official_Gambino. You can follow me, and I have a link that'll take you to, you know, the website where you can actually buy a physical copy of all the albums that I came out ever released, along with the Gambino Family album.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, yeah. I was gonna ask about that because that's out of print, but you know what I'm saying, you can get that as well.
Yeah, you can actually get a copy of the Gambino Family CD.
Oh, hell yeah. Now, are you going to be doing, like, shows and stuff, things of that nature? You got any plans for any tours or anything like that?
Yeah, I have a show. I'm in the works of putting a little regional tour together now for It's Life After No Limit Reloaded, tour I'm trying to do. And I have a up and upcoming concert this month in Birmingham, Alabama on the 28th. And then in January, I got one in New Orleans that I'm doing. So, but hopefully I'll have a little regional tour set up and ready to go by no later than March or April. So I keep y'all up with the dates and everything.
Hell yeah, man. Well, Reginelli, I definitely appreciate you coming back on the show, chopping it up with me. And I want to bring you back on again.
I appreciate you, man.
Oh, no doubt,
anytime,
man. We definitely want to do it again,
know.
Man. You know what I'm saying? When you guys get ready to drop the project, you know what I'm saying, still get organized, man. Let's bring you guys on, maybe preview a couple tracks off it if you don't care.
All right, yeah, we can definitely do that. And the next time me and Malachi will be on, we will do it together.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
shout out to Malachi.
Anytime,
as well.
Just let me know.
Most definitely, shout out to
Malachi, man.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, we've been putting that work in. We got that work free, little guided, man. Shout out to Fino, man.
Most definitely. This track I got here, man, it's To the Death. Why don't you kind of intro this one?
Which one that is?
It's called To Death. I believe it was on the Free C Murder Project, the original one you dropped.
Oh, yeah, To Death. That's the, y'all check out the my single off that Free C Murder album, the first one that I dropped, released, called To Death. Y'all check it out.
Hell yeah. Thanks again, Reginelli, man. We'll get at you real soon, brother. This is To Death, you know what I'm saying? Free C Murder, Free Mac, you know what I'm saying? We'll be back, man.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. CMC. I'm on my 500 shit, nigga. This that Free C Murder album. Huh? I got a beat out for my dog like he was deaf for me. You know what it is. Look.
I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas my brothers for life. My niggas my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas my brothers for life. My niggas my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. Signed with no limit in 97. Released the album in 98. Just gave me 9, 2007. And they shipped me to Hunts the next day. I'm repping the South. I'm so New Orleans, baby. You know. Turning that coke to crack days. Yeah, I'm an 80s, baby. My niggas, they gorgeous, they like green. We smooth operators. He got hit over 300 times. Damn, see you later. Picture the game, not for everybody. Gotta be able to be shit. And don't tell your business to everybody. Cause nigga be pulling all snake shit. Surrounding myself with real niggas. Now they don't fuck with the fake shit. I really wanna see my niggas eating. Get the fuck with that hate shit. Blood, sweating a couple of tears. 500 blocks of pills. Look here, I swear. I live for my niggas that die cause they ain't able to live. Bitch, them out. Homies living through me. Bell, Yoda, and hit. Wrote LaWoo and Kendrick and Smurf. Can't forget about Pig. Yeah. My little brother couldn't say that no better than 500 catching hell. Man, I swear, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, for real. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. Wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know. I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real. For real, for real. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know.
Look at all these foreign cars. Look at all these foreign broads. Look at all these racks on racks, nigga. Tell them where the fuck you at. That 5, 5. Double O. The block. Yeah, you already know, nigga. Go get us for real. Now, bitch, watch us go get us a meal. Go get it and chill? Fuck no. Go get it and go. Fuck it right. Go get us some more. Cause guess what? I put in the dough. You thinking we lame?
Say what?
You thinking we fake? After you get it from money, then bitch, you get it from Nate. Yeah.
You get it from Ray. Bitch, right in your face. Yeah, right in your face. Bitch, that's where we leave it. When you get it from Beans, or you get it from Beatty. Believe me, where you stand, we'll leave you.
I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know, I love my niggas to death. I love my niggas for real, wrong or right. My niggas, my brothers for life. My niggas, my brothers for life. You know,
my niggas for life. You heard me? I ain't gonna never forget where I came from. You dig that 500 block? You dig? You know what I'm saying? 500 block. That's where I grew up at. You know what I'm saying? That's where you get left at. You dig? You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my niggas. Rest in peace to all my niggas. You heard me? Bell, yo. Bro, you know what I'm saying? Hick, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace to all my niggas. I got love for all my niggas. 500 block, you know what I'm saying? Everybody, you know how we get down.
Oh!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sam C.
Sam C.
I
can't.
I'm on my 500 shit, nigga.